I'm amazed at how often the Bible instructs us to remember. Many times through Scripture, we are told to remember who we are, where we've come from, and where we're going. The stories of how God rescued the Israelites and brought them out of slavery into a land of promise were passed down from generation to generation so that we would never forget that God is who He says He is, that He is a God who saves and delivers, who keeps His promises, and will be faithful to carry us through to the very end. I remember as a child hearing the story of Moses leading God's people out of Egypt, being in awe of a God who parted the waters and led them through the sea on dry land. I was also in awe of a God who continued to lead and guide them with so much love and compassion, even when they grumbled and complained and turned their hearts from Him. It's very easy to point a finger at the Israelites and wonder, how could they have ever doubted God would keep His promise as they witnessed such miracles and watched Him literally bring them food from the sky? But if I'm honest, there have been challenging days when I too acted just like the Israelites and wondered if God saw me, heard me, or was even there at all. Like them, I have doubted and grumbled too, forgetting all that He has done for me time and time again. But guess what? I'm here to tell you that God's faithfulness is never dependent upon my faithfulness, thank goodness. And even though I may not see or realize He's there, that cloud is still there to guide me by day, and that pillar of fire will always light my path through any dark place. He will forever be my provider, my rescuer, and my deliverer. He is full of mercy, and His love will never ever fail. So I want to encourage you to remember who you are, where you've come from, and where you're going, and all that He has done for you. There's an old song that goes, "Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done." Always remember that the God that brought the Israelites out from Egypt to the promised land is the same God that walks with you today and forever. What a beautiful truth.